Country Club FM. It's a busy almanac because we have an almanac quiz for the Stars on Ice. Would you prefer to have stars on ice or maybe a beverage on ice?
Well, for me, the latter.
Sure.
Yep.
And then, of course, the ultimate summer six-pack song of the day. Wednesday, April 24th, we have the 114th day of the year. I think if we're counting them down, we have 251 left to go. 1872, you're going to Italy.
Yep.
And when you're going to Italy, beware of Mount Vesuvius.
That's right.
It might erupt because it was on this date, 1872, Mount Vesuvius erupts in Italy. Of course, the most famous eruption was near the beginning of the millennium, where it was all the small people, the people of Pompeii were just absolutely buried. Remember that? That was only a few years after Christ, right? I think it was only a few years AD that happened. But this was 1872, one of the more recent eruptions of Mount Vesuvius. 1967, not far from there in Greece, the newest Greek regime. In 1967, they banned miniskirts.
Bad move.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
It really is. That was 1967. How about in the news, 69?
Mystery surrounding one of her most famous subjects, Beatle Paul McCartney. A rumor that he is dead has been stoutly denied by several people, including Paul.
Including Paul. In fact, it was this date that Paul McCartney had a news conference. He says, you know what? There is no truth to the rumors that he is dead. He's very much alive.
Yeah.
Paul is dead. Turn Still me on, is. Dead man. Number nine. So that was 1969 that happened. The rumor was that, or the thing that was started was that he got in a car accident in 66, died, and they got an imposter, a guy that looked just like him and sounded just like him and could write songs like Hey Jude just like him.
Right, right.
Silly.
Yeah.
Right? Or is
it
true? Could it happen? Is it possible? Maybe an alien. 1974.
You don't know what you're talking about. You're all excited reading this legend. Now listen, Wilbur. I know there's no such a person as Dracula. You know there's no such a person as Dracula.
But does Dracula know it?
Now listen to me. McDougal will be here any minute with the insurance agent. Now get to work.
We're saying goodbye to and remembering Bud Abbott. Hey, Abbott, on this date, 1974, he died at the age of 78, kind of destitute. And remember, you know, because you're a great Abbott and Costello historian, they were on the outs.
They were. They did not get along.
No, they weren't. And that's from Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein. Was there a monster that they did not meet? They met the werewolf. They met Dracula.
Frankenstein.
Did they meet Captain Caveman?
Yeah, I don't know.
The 10,000-volt ghost from Scooby-Doo.
They met them all.
74. Also in 74... The NFL granted a franchise to the Tampa Bay area. Tampa, St. Pete, that area.
Right.
The Buccaneers. Mm. And they brought in a coach by the name of John McKay from USC. And do you remember that now they started the season 0 and they started their existence 0-26.
Right.
They didn't win a game until like the end of the second year that they were around. So they started 0-26.
That's rough.
And John McKay was asked, "What are your thoughts on your team's execution?" He said, "I'm in favor of it." And then there was this little gem from him. This was after his first game ever.
But I had to scramble out of there quite a bit, a lot of sacks.
Well, we didn't block him, but we made up for it by not tackling.
he was a gem.
He was a, yes.
And I'm glad they
spade a spade.
And I'm glad they stuck with him. In the modern era, you go 0-26. Are you gonna last 2 years?
No.
No, it was a different time, and I'm glad that he stuck around because he's a real character of
His
the NFL.
His kid was a wide receiver for him there for a little while.
And he had great hands.
J.K. McKay.
I love that name.
Yeah.
1984, Jerry Lee Lewis. You know, keep trying. Bless your heart, Jerry Lee. He married his sixth wife this date, Carrie McCarver.
Wow.
1984. 1990.
And liftoff of the Space Shuttle Discovery with the Hubble Space Telescope, our window on the universe.
Where would we be without the Hubble Space Telescope right now? That thing is a modern wonder. We can see deep into space. We're seeing spatial anomalies and gaseous anomalies. And
it's because of...
And if they turned it and pointed that Hubble Space Telescope to your house, they could count the number of whiskers on your chin.
Mm.
How amazing is that?
That is pretty amazing.
We just hope it doesn't fall into the wrong hands.
That is true.
That was 1990. 2003. Uh-oh. Warning. Warning. The Bob Almanac about to go down a controversial road.
All right. All right.
One columnist said she might have well have said Osama bin Laden is her lover.
I can't believe that's even worth repeating.
Stupid broads.
And we'll take the heat for our mistakes, but this is a little out of control.
Dixie Chicks. They appeared with Diane Sawyer on this date on Primetime, talking about, it was the first time they had talked about the President Bush comments that they made in London on this date, 2003. Ruined their careers.
Yeah, it did.
It did. There's no other way to say it. And we stopped playing them for a while. We brought them back and put them back into the playlist, but... you know, it's one thing, you're free to say whatever you want. They had the right to say what they wanted.
Yes.
But then be prepared for the ramifications.
Right.
And there were ramifications at that
time.
Things were very, very tense at that time.
Yep.
2003. And then 2016, sad day in music.
Soul singer Billy Paul has died.
And Mrs. Jones.
Goosebumps when that guy sings.
There's a lot of soul right there.
He's a one-hit wonder, sadly. They released a song that they shouldn't have released after that great kind of, you know, sultry song. They released a song that he did saying, "Am I Black Enough?" That's the name of the song, "Am I Black Enough?" And it landed with a thud.
That did not go.
When it came to the charts, and he was done.
He had got one hit. Bad advice from his
It was the record company. It wasn't him. He didn't want to do it. It was the record company that released that. He was against it. He died on this day, 2016. But even though he only had Me and Mrs. Jones, that was he did pretty well with that one hit.
What a great song.
I'm sure he had a lot of residual income coming in. He died on this day 3 years ago at the age of 81. Birthdays.
I managed in a few decades to marry the two most worthless men in the universe and then proceeded to have the three most ungrateful children ever conceived.
Shirley MacLaine, happy birthday. Telling it like it is. She was the Howard Cosell of actresses. Shirley MacLaine, that's her in Steel Magnolias. Loved her in Terms of Endearment. Give my daughter the shot. Any other recollections for you, Neil, of Shirley MacLaine?
Well, she had...
She was in Dora in the Bewitched movie.
Right. She did a good job there as the mother, yes. But
she's 85 today.
She's a little, she could be considered a little bit out there.
I am a woman in love.
You are? Barbara Streisand. 77 today for Babs. This is off that album she did with Barry Gibb, speaking of the Bee Gees. All about the Bee Gees this morning, obviously. So Barbara Streisand, happy birthday, 77. This guy's a friend of the program, Neil. How about Richard Sturban? Happy birthday to our friend Richard Sturban, the bass singer. Got going with J.D. Sumner in the Stamps and one of the lowest voices in the business.
You just talked to him here.
Yeah, it was just a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Before their show, and they were just in town. They were up at Cloquet and also at Mystic Lake. Mm-hmm. Richard Sturban, he is coming in at 76. Noonan.
Be the ball, Danny. You're not being the ball, Danny.
Well, it's kind of difficult with you talking like
that. Okay, I'm not talking.
Not talking.
Stop talking. Not talking now.
He was being the ball. You know where that ball ended up?
Not where it was intended.
No, in the drink.
Yeah.
It was a low duck hook by Danny Noonan. Michael O'Keefe, who played Danny Noonan, is 64 today. Noonan. Glenn Morshower. If there was a CIA agent or a Secret Service agent or a military guy as kind of a secondary role, he was the guy.
Yes, okay.
Petty Officer Ryback.
Ensign Taylor.
Sir.
You don't have to sir me, Ensign Taylor. We're casual down here in the galley, you know?
I'd watch it, Ryback. We still have a week together.
Do you know who I'm talking about now? He's the guy with kind of the orangish hair. He was in, that's him in Under Siege. Glenn Morshower, he's on 24. He was in Transformers. He is 60. He's your age. He's 60 today. Happy birthday to Glenn Morshower. Cedric, and you don't want to confuse him with Cedric the Blacksmith. So he's Cedric the Entertainer.
Ah, the Entertainer.
Hey, guys, so you know how Luther Vandross is so smooth. This is how he used to swoon the ladies when he was in elementary school. A, B, C, D, F, G.
Cedric the Entertainer.
That would have worked.
55 today. Country singer Rebecca Lynn Howard, one hit wonder.
And just expect me to forgive. Oh, that's a mighty big
one. That's a good song, and I know you predicted big things for Rebecca Lynn Howard, and then she just kind of disappeared. She was, had this big hit.
Right.
Forgive. She's 40 today. We used to play that song and it just disappeared.
Yeah, we did.
I don't know where it went. I've had songs disappear on me. Did that happen when Thanos snapped his fingers? Did we also lose some songs? You know, half the universe
half
dissipated
of
and just kind of floated away. Did,
that's what happened.
Can't wait for next week. Saturday, Neil, tickets. Endgame.
Gotta go see it.
It's gonna be epic, so that's Rebecca Lynn Howard, 40 today. Oh, one more on the living side.
All right.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone.
Kelly Clarkson, first ever American Idol. She's now on the other singing song show. What is it? Singing competition. It's The Voice.
The Voice, yeah.
That's her.
Is she on The Voice?
Yeah, she is, isn't she? She's one of the judges, one of the mentors. She was last check. I don't know. Maybe they booted her off.
Yeah.
I don't keep track of those.
It's kind of a revolving door there.
Like I once did. Kelly Clarkson, 37, Neil.
Gone but not forgotten. He's the guy who gave us the old Farmer's Almanac, Jim. Founder Robert Bailey Thomas. He really had three first names, and he was born on this day, 1766. List is somewhat lean today. I don't know if you remember comedian Jack Leonard. You might recognize him.
Yeah, you may remember him as Jack E. Leonard.
There you go.
I want to thank you for that rousing reception. I'll say I'm very happy to be here with my very good friend Frank Sinatra, who was popular many years ago. He certainly has a fine voice. It's too bad he lost his throat about 20 years ago. But
I remember seeing him and hearing that delivery, that voice, how he used to deliver.
So it was like the angry comedian a little bit. Jack E. Leonard, born on this day, 1910. What about the lovely actress Jill Ireland?
Couldn't even put your arms around me. We couldn't have anything together there. We couldn't have anything together anyplace else. But we're happy here. I can't lose you now, Mr. Spock. I can't.
Oh, somebody. You know what? You're going down a dead-end road there, lady.
Yeah.
You're trying to get romantic with Mr. Spock.
Yeah, it's difficult.
He's not known as Mr. Warm. He's not very romantic.
No, that just was
He won't even smell your hair.
Was not a part of his DNA. She was married to Charles Bronson, also married to David McCallum, who was Ilya Kiryakin in The Man from U.N.C.L.E. She married well. Jill Ireland was born on this day, 1936. I don't know. That's about all I got.
Yeah,
really.
Might as
They're gone, but not forgotten.
We need to do the Almanac quiz. Again, a reminder, I'll be live at the Minneapolis Richfield American Legion with some stools, the country music memorabilia that Glenn Campbell may or may not have sat in or set his drink on or sneezed on. We're not sure. But listen for that here today, noon to one. Let's play the quiz and then the summer six-pack song of the day. The Stars on Ice tickets. Here's the question. Name one of the monsters that we mentioned that Bud Abbott and Lou Costello teamed up with at one point in time, and they met.
They met along the way.
And it was a scare. You know, they weren't expecting to meet these. And let's just say Lou Costello was quite scared.
Right.
Wasn't he?
I would tell you yes.
So, do we mention
at some point during the movie they snuck up from behind him and he didn't notice that they were there?
Yeah. Oh, you got to love that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he was very light on his feet.
Yes.
So, 763-450-0100. First one, let's take caller 6 instead. Let's take the 6th caller that calls in and has one of the correct answers. There's several here. We mentioned several monsters.
Stars on Ice at
Stars
the
on
XL,
ice,
Energy.
XL Energy Center, Friday, May 3rd. Now it's the summer song of the day. Later on today, be listening between 2 and 4 for this song. It is Kenny Chesney out last night.
Nice.
Kenny Chesney went out last night.
I like it.
Listen between 2 and 4 when you hear it. Be caller 6 when the box of no-name stakes. That's the qualification prize, and you'll be qualified for the Friday drawing for the Ultimate Summer Six Pack. 6 of the biggest summer music events. $50 gift card also is the prize on Friday. That's thanks to Cub, and also thanks to Miller Chef for being a part of this fun extravaganza. Would you like to start your Bob FM Almanac quiz dealio? What do we call it? The Bob FM Bob-a-thon. Bob-a-thon? Would you like to start it with, Kenny Chesney, Living in Fast Forward, Dolly Parton, Tennessee Homesick Blues, or Atlanta, Sweet?
Atlanta.
Country music.
Sweet.
Oh, it starts great. It's coming up here. Again, Richfield. See you there.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY Faribault. KLCI Elk River.